Well, Happy New Year, Johnny.
Happy New Year.
Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
I don't think so. What did they say in Seinfeld?
I know. What's the cutoff? We talk about this every year.
They had the cutoff in March, or he got Happy New Year in March.
Is it March?
Yeah, okay. Something like that. So, yeah, what's it's that, been a while.
It's the Jennifer Aniston movie with Vince Vaughn and the breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that one? And the art assistant, he answers the phone, Happy Holidays, how are you? And it's like Wednesday, June 23rd. Like, well, every day is Happy Holidays.
You know, there's Christmas in July. So.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's like at Grimm's in Wautoma, they used to keep their tree up, and I accidentally called it a Christmas tree one time, and Aaron said, it's a holiday tree.
A holiday tree,
and
okay.
It was up in
so
August.
So it stays up.
And lit.
Well, that's like the Christmas lights that stay up all year round.
That's true. What are we having today?
You could be like my father-in-law. This is Worker's Brown Ale. So they were taking down, we were at their house, the next day, they were going to be taking down the Christmas decorations in the house, right?
Yeah.
But it was cold, so he's like, I'm not taking out the outside stuff. I'm not worried about it, but I am turning it off.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And then last Sunday during the Packer game, which the unfortunate loss, of course.
Or lack thereof,
Packer game. It took 5 hours to take down our Christmas decorations inside, and we didn't even have the village up.
What you must put up a lot, or
I think it's called Holly and Hobby Lobby. And when I work late, she sneaks stuff in the house.
That Hobby Lobby's a problem.
It is.
I got the same problem with Marie.
Yeah,
Marie and Hobby Lobby is no good.
But you know, it's good deals and it's nice stuff.
Well, it's on sale, David. You're saving.
That's right. And they had the
think about how we saved.
They have the sales for Christmas stuff before Christmas too.
Right. Yeah.
So I bought a...
You'd be foolish not to.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how many giant wooden figures and those ladders that say joy and stuff that I have stacked in the basement right now.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you decorate the brewery at all?
We do, yeah. We just got it down on Tuesday, actually. Wednesday. We got the Christmas tree down. Mr. John Healy came over because he and I do that together of Healy Electric. So we took down the Christmas tree, the
decoration. How tall a one do you have there?
It was pushing 14 feet.
Yeah? I was going to say, you have, what are your ceilings there?
They're about 14 feet.
They are?
Yeah.
Is there enough room on the top for the angel? Yeah.
Of course.
A little full, a lot of sap.
Yeah. Have you gotten out ice fishing at all or any outdoor activities?
No, you know, so we were up at the cottage, and the bay wasn't frozen over yet.
Really?
And there was some ice out there, but I haven't been out around here. Have you been out?
I went out, not ice fishing, but just in, like you said, in the yours wasn't froze, but our bays on Winnebago, they got about 8 to 10 inches of ice. So you get a little bit of snow. It's enough just to bomb around on the sleds a little bit.
Perfect.
There's a lot of people on four-wheelers out there fishing right now, but I didn't go out past the crack yet. I'm going to wait. You know, the best trail is to follow someone else's. So
right.
Not
I don't want to blaze my own path on
that's
the ice.
Right. Big Packers-Bears game
big
tomorrow
Packers,
night.
Big Packers-Bears game.
You're going to be open again,
We'll
right?
have it open, yep. If you wear your Packers gear, you get your first pint free. If you wear your Bears gear, you pay double.
That's right.
But we'll give you two free afterwards. So
I'm a little nervous on this game.
Yeah. I don't know how there's different theories, and I'm not an expert by any means. I'm not a huge fan of the whole resting everybody for two, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like it's
Walk
not a light switch. You can just turn it on and off.
Have a Worker's Brown Ale and get back out there.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should. Should we do that, Taylor? Should we send a case up of Worker's Brown Ale to the Packers and get
here,
it
try
in gear
this,
here.
See how it heals them up. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying for years, Blue Eyed Blonde is the cure-all.
That's right.
You know?
Send a couple guys in the van down there. And
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you live in town. You don't have to take your stuff to the dump, right?
No, I don't. I don't have the pleasure of making the dump runs.
I was at two different dumps this week.
Yeah,
Tuesday the Ripon one.
Okay,
for the radio station.
For the radio station, sure.
And on Wednesday, I went to the Red Granite Dump.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was busy. They open at noon, and they are lined up like when you open the doors at the brewery in the morning. They were four or five cars.
Pretty friendly fellas at the dump?
They are, but they accept air conditioners at the Red Granite one. Of course, you have to have a property there.
Oh, okay.
With a sticker.
Yeah.
But I don't have the sticker on the old Jeep, so I went at the correct time at 12:05 when they were packed and everyone was busy helping.
And you just snuck right through.
Right in. And I left.
That's fantastic.
Now you're wondering why I was dealing with an air conditioner in January.
Yeah.
I had one in moderations, of course, the home bar.
Yeah.
And I took it out because I was just, it didn't seal quite enough with this cold weather stuff. So I made a really nice panel that fits in and stuff instead of the old bathroom towel stuffed around it.
Yeah.
And the air conditioner is only 2 years old.
Yeah.
So I pull in the sides, the plastic, you know, those louvered vents.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm walking it down the stairs, and wouldn't you know, the gosh darn plastic broke, and down she goes. Went right through the basement door.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that one had to...
It didn't survive.
Didn't survive. Yeah. I didn't want to plug it in after that.
Yeah.
And I took it back up the steps, and I threw it in the air in a fit of rage, and it kind of kinetically disassembled in the back driveway.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So that was my week.
That's a good week.
Yeah.
How did you have a good? We haven't been on since Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas? Good New Year's.
Very good with both. Kind of low key.
Yeah.
A lot of family was actually out visiting outerlying families. So
sure.
Holly and I just kind of did our own thing, and with friends, it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So. Yeah. Sometimes more fun than when family.
Yeah. You know, what do they say? You can't choose your relatives.
That's right. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family. Is that the other thing?
Yeah.
So how was yours?
It was great. Low key as well. Went fast this year, I feel
like. It did.
It did. But we had another wedding upstairs for New Year's Eve. So I got to do the champagne toast with the bride and groom. That was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And now, now we're back. Rearing to go for 26. We've got a lot of events coming up. We've got Polka Fest, of course, coming up next month.
That came up quick, didn't it?
I know. It's Copper Box again and Two Fifths Party Band. This year, we're going to do it upstairs in the event space. So plenty of room for dancing and
remember you had,
drinking.
Fresh,
and
muddled old smiling. Fashions up there last year.
Yeah, so we'll have some old fashions. We're going to add the stone throwing with the Freemasons down in the brewery again like we did for Oktoberfest.
I was going to say, you got some nice windows up there. Do that downstairs.
Yep. We're going to have a cribbage night coming up in just a couple weeks. I think maybe either January 24th or January... Or no, I'm sorry. Cribbage night, I think, is going to be February 7th, the Saturday cribbage tournament.
I'll look at the date here.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yep, that first Saturday in February. And then we're going to do a disc golf tournament in the brewery. I think either January 24th or January 31st.
You have the room for it.
We have the room. Next Saturday, we've got Socks and Sandals, a great local band, Lexi and Sam, Lexi is the high school choir director and Sam's the high school band director, and they have a great band. So they're going to be playing next Saturday, 5 to 8. And then we're in the works. We're planning a prohibition night. March, I think, March 21st, I think.
Okay.
And then, so that's, mark your calendars
we'll talk about
that as we get there, but there's going to be some fun with that one.
We have our Christmas party next Friday.
Yeah,
too,
you got, yeah. So anybody, who's a proud supporter of the Bug, come on over for Friday, right? Free drinks and beer on Johnny Ray.
We'll just throw out some company shirts and sit down, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else this week?
I don't think so. It's good to be back. It's good to have a beer again. And,
it's good to have you back.
Happy New Year.
It's good to have Taylor back, too, at the film crew here.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.